This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Of course, no, this is not Aaron Green's morning voice. This is Kahunanku Sarau, also known as Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III. I am happy to be with you for this hour here on the, what's the date? This month is just, you know, flew by. August 29th already. Back to school already, right? But I know one thing, the sun's still out. So make sure you stay hydrated and make sure you taking care of yourself because this heat ain't nothing to play with. Today we got a special show for you today. I have a wonderful guest that's going to be sharing with us today. Today we want to talk about scriptural family values. Scriptural family values, right? When Aaron asked me to, you know, host her show today, I said, let me find a topic that I think she would appreciate, right? But we're not just talking about scriptural family values, right? We're saying feminism and chauvinism, an attack on scriptural family values. Feminism and chauvinism, an attack on scriptural family values. Now, why is this important? We look at all of the things that are going on in the country today, and everybody's trying to put their finger on the pulse of why things are the way they are in the homes today. Why are things functioning or flowing or not flowing the way that they could be in our homes today? And there are many reasons why. This is just one of the reasons, right? And so I do have a guest coming up, Ms. Azandi Malinke. Let me see if she's on with us now on Zoom. Let me just check. Are you?
Blessings.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That beautiful. Here with us today, Ms. Azandi Malinke. She has a wonderful podcast called The Vantage Point. We're going to tell you all about that later. But Ms. Malinke, just give us a brief overview of who you are. And then we can dive right into this conversation. Let the people know who you are.
First off, I want to thank you for inviting me on today and just thank the family over at the Guardian Radio Show and the listeners who are joining us today. I'm horrible at talking about myself, but I am a mother. I am a wife. I am a student priestess over at the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah. Okay. You did mention that I am the host of the Vantage Point show. That's what I have. I'm really trying to talk about myself.
I feel you. You know, scriptural family traditions or this reality of what a scriptural family is, and the fact that it's being attacked, these family values. I want to start there as chauvinism is. When we talk about scriptural family values, what are we talking about exactly?
Well, first and foremost, I think as we look at scriptural family values, at one point, there was an actual family, right? There were actually values. But it's hard to talk today about scriptural family values because the family doesn't exist. The concept of the family that we're looking for has been disturbed, right? Mm-hmm. So there are no true scriptural family values anymore. Wow. Instead, the attack on it, attack means to begin hostilities against, right? Uh-huh. There are hostilities against the scripture. There are hostilities against the law. And most certainly today, there are hostilities of woman against man and man against woman, right? Wow. So no longer are we connected. No longer are we in harmony with each other. Mm-hmm. But there are, we are hostile against each other.
Right in, so if right we in the home. Wow.
Right at home, from right off the rip, right? Mm-hmm. So the principles that define what we should do and should not do, that's the values. That's what's going to guide our behavior, guide our decisions, guide our character. And usually that's influenced by culture, it's influenced by religion, it's influenced by personal experiences. But most importantly, it instills, and the scripture tells us, it instills honesty, integrity, compassion, mm-hmm. fairness, mm-hmm. responsibility. These are all the values that we should carry.
Right.
But we are totally on the other side of that spectrum. We are totally against those values. And instead, now we are liars. We are corrupt. Mm. We are deceitful. We have indifference. My teacher always says religious indifference, spiritual ignorance, and racial blindness, right? Mm-hmm. We have apathy. We have with manipulation, irresponsibility, unaccountability, being unaccountable. Mm-hmm. And it talks about this in 2 Timothy 3:5. It tells us we will become boastful. We will become lovers of ourselves. It goes into all of these things, right? And John 8:44 says that he was a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. He abode not in truth. And we have now become liars. Wow. So what these values are, we are now completely on the other side of it. And I think when we're talking about an attack on scriptural family values, we have to understand that there is no family as it pertains to melanated people today. That doesn't mean there's no individual successful families. You know, you can count on one hand. I mean, as a group, as a race.
Okay, because I was going to ask you that.
Slow down a little. Yeah. I get a little excited.
No, I you rolling. I was about to say stick a pin, like Calhoun Muntu would say, stick a pin.
Yes.
But when you said it, I had to pause, right, in my mind, because I was like, wow. I mean, so that's what the statistics are saying. They don't say it in those words, but that's just the plain old truth. Like, we don't have families like did scripturally.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we as a people could just see that fact, then I think we could at least stop and try to be accountable to family. You understand what I'm saying? So the family we know is being attacked. I mean, we could have a whole show on the million things attacking the family, right?
Yeah.
this idea of feminism and chauvinism attacking the scriptural family values. Let's dive into that for a second. This idea of feminism and chauvinism, what are we talking about?
Oh, okay. Feminism. See, when we're looking at feminism and chauvinism, again, it's one's own allegiance to their gender, right? But one's own allegiance to their gender over family. So you have females today that say, I don't need a man, that say, I can do bad all by myself, that take allegiance with their gender, all the girl talk, all the separate conversations, all the gossip and all the bickering about the man, placing blame, and you are more so incorporated in what the feminist perspective of life is than more so what the family struggle as melanated people of what life is. You understand? Mm. So feminism for us, because from the very beginning, and I want to slow down, I get excited about Black families because I'm so passionate about how we have been disturbed, how we have been disconnected from the beginning of the feminist movement. That was a white liberation feminist movement.
Right.
And Black women have joined their fight.
Mm.
It's not our fight, right? Wow. The issues they had was with their man.
Right.
But we were focused on the struggle, the global struggle of Black people, African people as a race and as a family, because the same disadvantages I have is the same disadvantages the melanated man has, the same disadvantages the child will have.
Be in this together.
So there's no way to include our struggle in a feminist movement that's diverse amongst all these other people, races, genders, lesbianism, you know, all the things that come from it. Yeah. There, it's impossible to say that this is our fight. There was a book written by Clonora Hudson Weems, right? Yes. She's the BB, she's the Ecliptic Saint and Pope. And she says in her book, she talks a lot about Africana womanism. Mm. And she explains it from an Africana perspective, mm-hmm. from a melanated perspective on what this fight looks like. What she changes the context of the word of feminist to Africana womanist. So just renaming that alone shifts the dynamic, shifts the perspective to fit our experience.
Right.
It has to be specific to our experience.
Something that we can identify with, right.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so this whole thing of chauvinism, mm-hmm. you know, chauvinism is funny because as we look at chauvinism, the reality or what it really meant, the origin of the word chauvinism, dealt with excessive nationalism, right? Uh-oh. They say Nicholas Chauvinin was a French soldier, right, in Napoleon's army, who was known for his loyalty to France, right? And and then the funny part about it is that the person Nicholas Chauvin wasn't even a real person. So we're
I never thought about this. I never thought about what the word chauvinism really. I mean, I know the implied meaning, right? But I never said what does word mean. So you trying to tell me this is a person who was he was a nationalist, and then at the end of the day, he isn't even a real person.
Right. And that's the funny part, because I had to look at it. I'm like, well, what's really chauvinism? And so when you look at the history, this goes all the way back to this time where they say Nicholas Chauvinism, he was just known to have excessive nationalism after the death of Napoleon, was really loyal to France. But when you look further into it, he wasn't even a real person. Get this. He was a character that was created for a 19th century French play. He was featured in Greek and Roman plays. So this was all comic performance, songs, dances, and we're in an uproar calling each other chauvinists and placing blame on something that wasn't even a reality.
Pure propaganda, my Lord.
Propaganda, but who perpetuated the propaganda? Mm. And it was the feminist movement that resurfaced this term chauvinism and applied a definition to it that didn't even exist.
Wow.
So when we look at chauvinism, now, of course, today they say that it's men wanting to have power over the woman, or thinking that the woman is less than the man, or what we would call, you know, black people, a lot of these young brothers say bros over hoes. I don't want to use any term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the term that fits. Mm-hmm. And really, that moves away from what they call the concept of chauvinism and moves into more homosexuality, because a lot of these guys that are taking allegiance to their gender have become homosexuals, have become into a whole different practice, right? So we just have to understand the meaning of the words that we're using, how we're appropriating these terms towards each other, and being able to get to the root cause.
Wow. So these terms we're applying to each other, we're bringing them into our families, and it's uprooting the family structure, ultimately. Wow.
Absolutely.
We're going to run to a break. We got some callers that are trying to get through. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, of course, in the Family of Violence. 242-300-5720. Our text lines today are 422-4796. Standard text rates do apply, and of course, we're powered by BTC. Keep it locked here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. On the Clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fool with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool enough.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how did it work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollar saved the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency of the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back here on the clock with Aaron Green. My name is Kahun Ankusa Rao, also known as Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. Our special guest today, Miss Azandi Malinke, who has a wonderful podcast called The Vantage Point. We're going to talk about that before the end of the show. But the type of conversation that we're having this morning is similar to what I've experienced watching her podcast. I had to have her on the show to share this wonderful topic. When I say wonderful topic, not that the situation is wonderful, but it's good that we're having the conversation. Feminism and chauvinism, an attack on scriptural family values. Let's run straight to the phone lines. I see a caller here waiting, so I want to make sure that they get into the conversation. Caller, you're live on the clock this morning.
Hey, great show as usual.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling in.
Right on, man. Yeah, I like the topic of the day, right? I know about all the chauvinism and feminism part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But attack on the family structure and the Bible and the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Spoil the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of the family wise we're missing on now.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the food store the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's about a 3 to 4 year old crying at the tip of the door by the food store, right?
Mm-hmm.
The parent can tell the child, when you're ready to come out, you could come outside. The first thing came out of me came out and said, WTF.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that. She can tell the 3 to 4 year old who crying and screaming in the food store, when you ready to come out, you could come out.
Mm.
What kind of craziness is this?
So
now bear in mind, right, there's a difference between punishing the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just totally. Anyway,
I want to stay on topic, right? We are, though. I agree with you. Spare the rod, spoil the child, right? But the person that's going to actually administer this punishment is mommy, daddy, guardian, etc., right? Our topic today, feminism and chauvinism, being an attack on the scriptural family. Our guest today is sharing some very important realities concerning that. Do you have any questions for her specifically?
No, I just wanted
to share. I appreciate you. I'm gonna let her chime in on what you said, though. Thanks for calling on.
Okay.
All right, my brother. So, Sister Azandi, he's talking about. So this, yes. I want to hear your take on this reality of the families being attacked. There's this feminism and chauvinism, but it's going to trickle down to the children. What say ye? Is she still with us? I don't know.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I didn't know I was muted. It definitely trickles down to the children. Now, I wasn't able to hear everything that the caller said.
So
he was breaking it in and out.
He basically was saying that outage of this idea of spare the rod, spoil the child. He was he went straight mm-hmm. past the parents and ran to the children, right? So I want to bring it back to the parents and mm-hmm. see how this idea of yes. chauvinism and feminism affects the children as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we can never skip past the parents, right? Because right. the parents are those who teach the child. Mm-hmm. The parents are those who instill these patterns of the child's thought processing and how the child behaves in society. Mm-hmm. So there's no way to ever skip past the parent's child. They're a part of that initial programming, right? Before mm-hmm. it's interrupted, et cetera. We can get into that. That's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
But in the home, we instill these values. We instill these behaviors in the child. So if the child is exhibiting a behavior, a lot of times as parents, why he acting like that? Why is she acting like that? But we never look at ourselves to say, what kind of example am I?
Mm.
You know, what kind of example am I? And, or you may not be an example. A lot of times because of today's society, we have to work so hard that parents are not even in the home. So right. now think about the family structure where there was a dad, a mom, and a child. The dad goes out to work, the mom's home teaching the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now today, the dad's removed from the home because we have broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
The mother has to go out to work. So now the child's left alone.
Mm.
So broken families cause trauma because mm-hmm. it leaves the man unprotected. It leaves the woman unprotected and it leaves the child unprotected. So if a child is alone, you're leaving that child susceptible to programming from the TV, from the radio. Now the society is raising your child. And if the society is corrupt, what do we expect that child to be?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. If the mom is working and the child is alone, the child is unprotected and deals with all types of things from maybe who's watching the child. So they inherit this trauma from being physically unprotected, mentally unprotected, spiritually unprotected, and emotionally unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
So we parents, we have to look at the family structure as a whole. And I think when we speak about feminism and chauvinism, that's sectioning the family off into individuals.
Right.
And that's where we run into trouble when we section it off into woman, into man, and into child.
Mm.
We have to look at us as a whole. So I'll keep it brief with
no
that.
No worries. We got another caller here on mm-hmm. On the Clock with Erin Green. Our special guest today, Ms. Azandi Malinke. Caller, you're live on the Clock.
Good morning, Anku, and good morning to your guest.
Oh, my brother. I know I was going to hear from you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You know, I basically have labeled this a deliberate extermination of a particular race.
My
it's
Lord.
A genocide.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I agree with that, 100%.
It's deliberate, you know, because... And who is pushing this?
Yeah.
Who is pushing this genocide, you know, because when you look, and we look at what is happening,
mm-hmm.
and I've been trying to address this issue now for the past 22 years.
Yep, I remember hearing you. You're right.
You know, we have gotten the Child Protection Act passed in Parliament, which was supposed to bring some equity in the home
mm-hmm.
in terms of recognizing the responsibility of both parents
yeah.
and members of the extended family. But the system say no.
Hmm.
And as a result, not only has child abuse continued to rise, and when you look at the correlation between child abuse and those who are incarcerated,
mm-hmm. wow.
what is really going on, you know,
wow.
because 80% of all prison inmates throughout the United States of America were abused at some point as a child.
Wow.
But for whatever reason, successive government continue to blackball me. For whatever reason, I don't know. You know, it don't really matter to me.
The truth is offensive, my brother. The truth is offensive. I say the truth can be offensive.
Yeah, but then when you look at children who are getting hurt, which one is more offensive?
I agree.
Big grown men in Parliament complaining, but they are getting hurt. Their corns are getting mashed.
Mm-hmm.
And while children are getting hurt and annihilated.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we got to look at legislation. You know, the Child Protection Act, which we championing. When you look at its present state and you compare it to what we signed on to, which is the Geneva Convention, which speaks to the rights of children,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't use it in its present state. And maybe this is why they do it, because of the language that I speak. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't use it to protect dogs in the Bahamas.
Wow.
That's how poorly big grown men and women have written it. And I can't seem to get them to even move. We see the numbers, but and
yeah.
we see with the crime statistics.
That's an interrupt.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I want the guests to jump in here.
And I believe what he's saying goes back to what I just said about those the broken family and leaving that child unprotected, because when that child is unprotected, they deal with all types of child abuse, molestation, etc. But what we're looking at is the attack on scriptural family values, this feminism and chauvinism. And I think ultimately what we're trying to figure out, because he said, I've been trying to figure this out. We don't have to figure it out. It's been already examined. It's been already blueprinted for us. There's books by several different Black leaders, such as what I named earlier, Clenora Hudson Weems, Bibi Shahrazad Ali. I want to just kind of share something they said mm-hmm. just to let the callers know that this has been addressed. You know, we have now today choice. And I think that becomes a problem is that now we feel we have the choice to do other than what applies to the liberation of the family, right? Before, we were focused on how this global struggle for melanated people caused a family disturbance. So it kept the family together because we're going through all these things as a whole, as a collective.
Right, right.
You know, racism, the attack on us is huge. So I need my husband because I need a protector. He needs me. My child needs us. So we were more glued together because of our experience, where now the devil makes us feel like we have choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We were given choice, Genesis 3. We were given choice. And because of this choice, it leads us in other directions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great lady by the name of Shahrazad Ali. I call her Bibi Shahrazad Ali. And she said in her book, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman, she said, the black woman does not accept the real definition of who she is.
Mm.
See, because if we knew who we choice, because we would know what we need to do.
Right.
She said, the black woman does not accept the real definition of who she is. She thinks that she has several choices of how she can be. She chooses randomly if her choice proves to be unsuccessful, she chooses another. So we can just go from one thing to another to another. There's no stability, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She says she may adopt several kinds of lifestyles and purposes during her adult tenure. So we have so many lifestyles and purposes other than the purpose of Black liberation. So how are we struggling? How are Black men being killed every day? Over 97 to 98,000 Black women gone missing a year, but we feel like we have lifestyle choices. We feel like we can choose a purpose. We feel like we can deal with emotion and what looks good for me instead of what looks good for the family.
Wow.
She changes religions and opinions as easily as she changes her shoes.
Wow.
She gets to say one thing and then change her mind down the line, right?
Wow.
And then she does not realize that her floundering purpose destroys her nation and creates unstable offspring. So the child that the caller was speaking about is because we are creating instability in our offsprings just because of choice. The attack on family values is because those values were not a choice. See, in New Testament, when we look at Paul's writing, he says you don't have to follow the laws.
Mm-hmm.
But did Matthew say we didn't have to follow the laws?
Mm-mm.
Did Mark say we didn't have to follow the laws?
Nope.
Did Jude say we didn't have to follow the laws? Did James say we didn't have to follow the laws?
Nope.
The Revelations, the Hebrews. So we have to follow the laws.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't take Old Testament values and use it in a New Testament way.
Wow.
We can't expect the results of what following the laws provide us. Right. Because we get benefits from following the laws, the results that comes from following the laws.
Mm-hmm.
We expect to have those results while we're following choice. We expect to have those results while we're following the New Testament way of saying you don't have to follow those laws as strict. You don't have to worry about what the man says or what the woman says, or we don't have. So because of this choice, we're not adhering to the scriptures and adhering to the laws. And that's the attack.
Wow. Powerful, powerful. I want to run to the phone lines. Brother Cleaver, sorry, I only got so much time, so I had to move on to another caller, but I appreciate you calling in. Brother Duncombe is an activist who's been fighting this fight Sister Zandi for many years. I'm happy he called in. But let's run to the next caller here on the clock with Aaron Green. Caller, you're live on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Brother Angu, and good morning to your guests.
Good morning, brother.
Yes, being a people who's already challenged from slavery in terms of family values, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to come into this time now where we don't have anything that's really promoting true family.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, what, I guess your guests answer me, because I was wondering, what is the male equivalent of feminist, right? And if it's a chauvinist, mm-hmm. I mean, men get criticized for being chauvinist.
Mm-hmm.
So how come women could brag or push this feminist agenda when men, if the opposite is chauvinist, we get criticized for it,
mm-hmm.
right? Why, and the thing about it is that I've seen where there's an agenda to place the woman above the man. Now, mm-hmm. the woman is always supposed to be subjected to the man, not because we want to dominate, but because that's the way things are supposed to operate, right? But when mm-hmm. you put a woman in a position where she does not really necessarily need a man, and where she's not being educated for her role, but for her role to be independent, then we have a problem. We need systems in our society that encourages family, that encourages women how to view the man and the man how to view and respect the woman. But we don't have that. What we have is an agenda, like I said, that's based on women being elevated above the man. And wherever that exists in society, there's going to be a problem. You understand where I'm coming
mm-hmm.
from? So we as a people, we need to reject individuals around here who talk about feminists. We need to reject them
mm-hmm.
and we need to shun them, because their agenda is not to promote family, but to promote confusion by putting the woman above the man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sister Zandi. Mm-hmm. It should the woman be subjected to the man? That's what I heard. That's what he said a lot, but I want you to touch on that.
No, the woman, it's not about the woman being subjected to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think we have to look at each individual.
Right.
Right. And that's what Bibi Shahrazad Ali does. She says women have to be accountable. Right. We have to be held accountable. And because women have never been held accountable, we're able to get away with saying one thing and behaving. So holding a woman accountable says this is what a woman should be. See, we can't, what the caller said was that society has to put in place. No, the problem is that we're waiting for society to put these things in place when we have to put these things in place as melanated people. Society is never going to put in place that which is best for the Black family. And waiting on it, we'll be waiting forever, right? So we have to put those things in place ourselves. We can't say it doesn't exist because there was a Marcus Garvey. We can't say it doesn't exist because there was an Elijah Muhammad. We can't say it doesn't exist because there was a Shahrazad Ali and a Bibi Frances Cress Welsen. There were all of these people. So we can't say it doesn't exist because there's the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah that today are putting these things in place. But the problem is that nobody wants to subscribe to that type of law, that type of programming. Nobody wants the discipline. Nobody wants to be like Esther. Nobody wants to be like Miriam, wife of Moses. No one wants to be like Mary, mother of Christ. No one wants to be like Elizabeth. No one wants to be like Deborah. No one wants to be a virtuous woman. How can you be a virtuous woman? I want us to think about this when we have music that's perpetuating, I don't want to use the wrong word, but can I say hoism?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hoism. That's promoting. I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring, Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
And how did she get it? She got it through the act of sex. She got it through the vagina. But what does the Proverbs 31 woman look like?
Mm-hmm.
What does a virtuous woman look like? So are we holding women accountable, ladies accountable to being a virtuous woman? Or are we applauding the whole activity?
Mm.
Are we applauding the promiscuous activity? And are we now singing and dancing, as Frances Cress Welsen said, our own degradation? We're the only people who rap and sing our own degradation. This 16-year-old is pregnant.
Wow.
Wonder why these children come home so messed up in the mind or taking on to the evils of the world when it's surrounding them. It's all around them.
Mm.
Nobody says you should go out. It says in Proverbs that the heart of her husband do of safely trust in her. So he was able to have trust in this woman. How can we have trust in someone who is out in the world doing any and everything. A trust in, you know, a woman who has choice. A trust in a woman who is not standing firm to culture, to scripture, and to liberation. There's no way that you can have trust or look for a woman to be worthy or look for a woman to be virtuous. It says that she was good with her hands. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. We're working with our hands a whole different way, if you know what I'm saying. A whole different way today, right?
Yes.
She is like, so all of these things that it lays out for us in Proverbs 31, no one is holding women accountable. Wow. And so the opposite to, he said, the opposite to chauvinism and why are women seeming above is because we let women, you know, women, we do what we want.
Wow, we're going to take a break on that.
And so
we're going to let that breathe. Deep breath in, deep breath out. You're going to run to a break. Then I got a wonderful text from a lady who says, man, she says, I am defeated. She's talking about her situation with her husband or child's father. And I want to throw this. So I don't want him to say we're beating up on women, right? Because I want to get to this. But I know that's not the case. Exactly.
I'm a woman, so I can't beat up on women, but we have to speak truth in order to get better.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to run to a break here on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be back right after this.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Man, I can't wait to eat. I am starving.
You know our sport never disappoints.
Boy, I left my wallet in the room. No way I'm going back.
Relax, buddy. You've got your phone, right?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect. Just pay with Sand Dollars from your digital wallet.
Good thing Sand Dollar transactions are seamless, safe, and convenient.
Yep, Sand Dollar saved the day.
Experience the convenience of Sand Dollar, the digital currency of the Bahamas. Whether you're dining out or anywhere else, Sand Dollar ensures seamless transactions. Join the future of payments with Sand Dollar.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, all day.
And welcome back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. My name is Kahun Ankusara, also known as Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. Our special guest today, Sister Azandi Malinke. And she is the host of the Vantage Point podcast. You can check it out on YouTube. I want to run straight to a text here. And then we're going to call her. We see you. We'll come to you right after this text. This text just says, good morning. I have a question for your guest. How do you deal with this counter-parenting? I'm a single married mother that raised my kids alone, working extremely hard while their father did foolishness until they were like 12. Then he comes back into their life and influences them to fight me and stand up to me on disrespect me. These are three girls. Two are in their 20s, and my last is she's 15. He told me disciplining days are over. I need to respect my kids, and he encourages them to disrespect me with his actions and his constantly gentle plea turning against me and looking down at me as the enemy or a bad cop. What can I do? To make things worse, I've lost my house because he abandoned me with all the bills, and now I'm being treated like an idiot instead of being appreciated. I feel defeated. I know that's a mouthful. What you got for that?
Wow, I really feel for her, yeah. Especially because, again, as we said before, break, right, I am a woman, a lady myself, mm-hmm. and I have children, right? I have a 13-year-old, I have a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And even in dealing with parenting, or what they like to call co-parenting, mm-hmm. it gets really crazy, right? But we all choose wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's start with that. We all make bad choices that come back to haunt us later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wouldn't just start by saying the advice that I got was, if you're doing everything that you can to raise those children, you're still instilling the morals and values in those children. They may now be going through this stage, but later on in life, once they see each parent for who they are, because it's not for us to say, your dad is this, your mom is that, mm-hmm. but it will be a time will come where they will see exactly who that parent is, and they'll be old enough to make the decisions for themselves. See, I don't know if you said the age of the children, but they'll become old enough.
Yeah, some in the 20s. The youngest one is 15 and the other's in the 20s. So they're older now. But yeah, I do understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to not just a virtuous woman, but what happens when the virtuous woman chooses the lawless man?
Mm.
Right? Because who doesn't deserve the virtuous woman? The lawless man doesn't deserve the virtuous woman. Mm. Right? Sometimes we place ourselves with people who hold a covenant, and those lawless men make these decisions that later on, you know, it's all good when you're in love, but later on in life, when you're seeing how choosing the lawless man plays out, it's nothing but evil continually. The Bible speaks about how we have been fixated with nothing but lust, and how the imagination of ours, we become nothing but evil continuously.
Yes.
So when we're choosing men that are fixated to lust, that are fixated to these ways of the world, then we have to realize, number one, our choice in it, but mm-hmm. also not being distraught by the results of it, but saying, now, how do I teach my child from my experience so that they can learn and they can do better in their time to come? So I wouldn't be worried about their current
right.
mental, you know, disturbance. I would say, let time pass and let them see, because consistency, when they see you being consistent, when they see what mom does, children look and they watch what you're doing.
Yeah.
We think that they're not paying attention, but they look and they see the consistency of that parent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because from what she described, that man wasn't consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even there half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So no one just swings from not being there to coming into
right.
life and making all these changes. He's going to swing back in the other direction. Mm-hmm. And when they're able to see that inconsistency, they'll be able to make the choice for themselves.
Yes, powerful. We got another caller here on the clock. 323-622-3235-4316-325-4259. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm cool. I'm okay.
Great.
Morning to you and your guest and the Bahamas. Chime in on this particular topic because it's a great big problem in the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at what Kevin Samuels was doing.
Yeah.
He was basically trying to get the women to know their place from all categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is that after Martin Luther King was murdered in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
in the hospital emergency room,
mm-hmm.
they came up with a plan in the early 70s to destroy the Black family.
Mm.
And they used many different methods. They used the feminist method, they used the Section 8 method,
mm-hmm.
they used the jail method, and they used the rap singing method to destroy the family. And, you know, a lot of guys like me already do some deep research and see exactly what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So now what's happening today is that our own government will always add more taxes on the people every time the budget comes through.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the parents have to get 2 and 3 jobs so they cannot grow up with the kid in the hands of a young child.
Yeah.
So therefore, the social media, bad people around the kids, growing the kids up in our mind, it's just like sponge, especially as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you see, you start to take in, and you start to believe that that is reality and that is right.
Wow.
And that's the problem we have.
Wow. Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate it. Sister Zandi, so some important points there with regard to these different attacks. But he mentioned Kevin Samuels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a link to him and someone you mentioned today. I'm wondering if you could touch on that because yes. Kevin Samuels, he wasn't by himself doing his
mm-hmm,
work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kevin Samuels, he actually promoted, he learned from Scheherazade Ali.
Okay.
And so many of what he was saying was coming from her teachings, was coming from her books.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people didn't know that. And before he was able to collab with her and to do something with her, you know, of course, his unfortunate death, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Scheherazade Ali's Black Guide to Understanding the Black Woman and Black Woman's Guide to Understanding the Black Man speaks directly to this topic. And so I think he grabbed on to this and understanding what she wrote, again, so long ago, how it applies to today,
mm-hmm.
right? How did what she write at that time apply so clearly to what is happening today? That means we haven't made many changes.
Right.
And so I encourage everyone to read that book. You know, we throw out a lot of things, but until we actually digest and implement what these books are saying, we're going to keep trying to figure it out for ourselves and keep trying to see what, you know, what is really the problem. But this has already been laid out for us. And that book speaks immensely to these issues. Again, what I said to the Black man and the Black woman, we're always choosing and we're always making decisions out of lust. Lust doesn't just mean sexual lust. Lust means desire. Lust means appetite. Lust means inclination. So we have the appetite for the wrong thing. We have the inclination towards the wrong things, mm-hmm. right? And so many men and women grab what he was saying, but won't grab who he was saying it from.
Mm-hmm.
And what she was saying was that we have to make better decisions. And what we need to do is have more accountability for the Black man and for the Black woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's basically what we're seeing today. This text texts in and says, "Good morning. I am not sure we have many Proverbs 31 women today." That's what the text. this next text, and then I'll let you respond. Sister Zandi says, "Hey, Uncle, listening to your show, I despise modern feminism. The caller was almost correct. The woman should be subject to her husband, not just any man." That's what this texter is saying. What say you?
If, only if, right? Just mm-hmm. because you have a husband doesn't mean that you submit to a husband that's not submitting to Creator.
Ah.
I think the reason that we run into issues is that we're not putting Creator in the equation. A woman should always submit to her man if he's submitting to the Most High. Okay. If this man is serving another God, spoken about in Corinthians 11:4,
mm-hmm.
if he's serving another God, another spirit and another Christ, then we don't need to submit to that man.
Mm.
So the problem we run into is that we're looking for results that comes from rules. We're looking for results that comes from scripture. We're looking for results that comes from submitting to the Most High. I can submit to a man all day that's following the scriptures and that's submitted to the Most High. But what happens? Because it's our experience. When you submit and when you spend years of your life serving a man who serves the devil.
Wow.
The scripture says that we should be one flesh, but we can only be one flesh if we are in alignment with Creator.
Mm.
We can only be one flesh if we are using the scripture as our guide.
Mm-hmm.
But no family can be successful if its members have different beliefs and value systems.
Mm.
We can't be successful if I value something different than you value. We can't be successful if I believe something different than you believe. We can't be successful if we're together because we're attracted, have physical attraction. We can't be together if we don't have physical attraction. Full circular cyclic situation, right? Yeah. We have to understand that it can't be physical, mental, spiritual, or emotional. It has to incorporate all four.
Yes.
we can be physically attracted to each other, but do we have scriptural knowledge and spiritual attraction to each other? Mm. Do we have mental? Are you stimulating me mentally? A lot of times we don't even have mental conversations that hold value and substance, right? Mm. And emotionally, all of these things come together. They're not separate. But what we find today is someone will have physical, they won't have the other three. One will have emotional, they won't have the other three. Scripture gives us all four. So when we separate ourselves from scripture, we separate ourselves from the things that's connecting us and binding us as one flesh. You have to have all four things, earth, wind, water, fire. You have to have all things to come together as one. If not, there will always be separatism. That's feminism and that's chauvinism. Separatism. But to bring that, bring it together and glue us together, we have to have scripture.
Amen, amen.
But we have to have scripture from a melanated perspective. Because what happens when you have scriptures and you're following scriptures from Paul? What happens if you have scriptures and you're following it from Greek and Roman interpretations? What happens when you have scripture and you're following from European interpretations? Because we know there's all these different interpretations of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So when you're following someone else's interpretation of scripture, and it's not guiding you from a melanated perspective, we look at the Bible and my church through African eyes. Mm-hmm. So everything that we're interpreting is applies directly to the Black melanated Caribbean experience.
Right.
But what happens when you're looking at scripture and it's guiding you, but you're not looking at the language, you're not looking at what exactly these words mean, you're not interpreting correctly, we have that same division. So it's, I want to say we have to be specific when talking as melanated people about feminism and chauvinism, as talking about the attack on scriptural values. We have to look at it from a melanated perspective or we will be misguided every time. That's just like a feminist, a Black woman joining a feminist movement, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now I'm applying what needs to be corrected and to serve an agenda that doesn't serve me.
Yes.
The same thing applies to scriptures. It has to serve us specifically. We can't say we all the same and every color is the same and we all bleed the same and you can't discriminate. No, it has to apply to me because me living in this world today, what I see, what I experience, this division in this Black home, yeah, that's very specific. So we have to be also specific in our interpretation.
I wish we had more time. Our guest today, Sister Azandi Malinke. You can find her on The Vantage Point on YouTube. They just need to look for The Vantage Point, correct?
Yeah. Yes, if you go on YouTube, you'll type in Righteous Jewels. That's the channel. And the show is The Vantage Point. Okay. So again, that's Righteous Jewels on YouTube. And you will see The Vantage Point. You can go to all our live videos. And I know Kahun Anku, Dr. Cleveland Ennius III is holding it back, but he's actually a guest today on The Vantage Point. So definitely tune in for that.
Yes, indeed. We thank you for making time for us today. And I'll be happy to sit with you later on today on The Vantage Point. This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. My name again, Kahun Anku Sarapa. Our special guest today was Sister Azandi Malinke. Stay tuned here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Namaste, family.